More than 2 years after a truck bomb killed former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri, the United Nations Security Council has set up a court to prosecute the case. Lebanon's parliament was supposed to do that on its own, but the issue has been so controversial there that the UN was asked to step in. The Security Council was divided on the issue. 10 members voted in favor of establishing the court, 5 abstained. Here's NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
The assassination of Rafik Hariri in 2005 set off a political uprising that eventually forced Syrian troops to leave Lebanon. A UN investigation implicated top Lebanese and Syrian officials in the killing, so the issue of the tribunal has been a particularly divisive one. The pro-Syrian Hezbollah used its political muscle in Lebanon's parliament to prevent any moves to endorse the court. When Lebanon's prime minister reached out to the UN for help to break this impasse, U.S. Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad was quick to put the issue on the agenda at the Security Council.
By adopting this resolution, the Council has demonstrated its commitment to the principle that there shall be no impunity for political assassinations in Lebanon or elsewhere. Those who killed Rafik Hariri and so many others will be brought to justice and held responsible for their crimes.
By establishing the tribunal, UN diplomats are taking a risk. Opponents say the UN action could spark fresh violence among Lebanese factions. In his remarks on the Security Council floor today, Khalilzad called on all parties to act responsibly. He said it would have been better if Lebanese factions reached an agreement on their own, but he said doing nothing has its own risks.
We concluded that failure to act in support of Lebanon was unacceptable. There can be no peace and stability without justice.
The resolution is to take effect June 10th, giving the parties in Lebanon one last chance to try to resolve their differences. Few diplomats think that's likely. The brief delay was added to the text of the resolution mainly to prevent a Russian veto. Russia's ambassador, Vitaly Churkin, ended up abstaining from the vote and, through an interpreter, said his country opposed the coercive nature of the resolution.
We would only like to express regret that hasty tabling for a vote of the text of the resolution with considerable legal shortcomings did not allow the Russian Federation and a number of other members of the Security Council to support it.
4 others abstained: China, Indonesia, South Africa, and Qatar. Qatar's ambassador, Nasser Abdulaziz Al Nasser, said the resolution encroaches on Lebanese law and could upset what he described as a delicate political situation in the country. He, too, spoke through an interpreter.
This may not encourage national detente and may further complicate the situation in a country which is at present in dire need of national cohesion and political stability.
Syrian officials were quoted today as saying the UN action could further destabilize Lebanon. Syria's ambassador to the UN refused to say whether his country would ever hand over suspects. Saad Hariri, the son of the late Lebanese prime minister, called the UN vote a victory, bringing Lebanon to the gateway of justice. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.